Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 240.
Monday. How are we?
It's 4:45 p.m. here in Melbourne.
Yeah, but this is later for what we've been normally doing.
Yeah.
I've been out on the road all day.
It sounds like a sales role.
Yeah. Well, I had one stop. It was at the Barefoot Investors Farm.
Yeah. How was it?
Closed some deals. No. We're just doing some recording up there. So it was nice. I had the rolling hills for my scenery today. You had your computer screen.
Loved it.
But you loved it. I got the sense when we spoke in the Arvos that we did a bit of a the daily whip around.
It's great.
Just to catch up. What's happening? What's been happening? You feel like you had some – it's almost like you had some clear thinking.
I just ticked things off.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Isn't it funny how you can do it? It's probably because I wasn't here. And not to say that you couldn't do it if I was here, but there is something about when someone isn't around or your missus goes out, your partner goes out, you're like, fuck, finally can do it. But it's totally constructed in your mind that you can only do it when everyone's fucking gone and I've got my poo out. And then I'm good.
No distractions. Some of it you could count as personal admin as well.
Yeah.
Just like doing annoying things. Like I tried to change the address on my driver's license. Still hasn't happened.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, they just high call volume, call back.
Oh.
So that's not ideal.
Right.
Emails in over the weekend.
Yeah. Samantha.
Samantha, she emailed the first time on the 14th of August.
That's like, what, 3 months ago, August?
Yeah. And so Sam said that she was at episode 105. And
105? We're at 240 now.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
So she was 50 episodes behind.
Okay. So so the current time when she started listening, yeah, she was back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But we just got an email from Samantha over the weekend saying, hi, boys. It's quite a momentous day today. This is on our weekend. I appreciate it. This was yesterday at 3:05 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm finally up to date with the Daily Talk Show.
Bang. So she's listened to every episode.
Yeah. So she was 50 episodes behind.
She's up to scratch.
Yeah.
Gee.
Hey, Samantha. she's listening to it on the day. Isn't that exciting?
How good is that? Well, let's dedicate this whole episode to Samantha's
It's huge.
Her feet. Not her actual feet.
I'm so sorry.
F-E-A-T. Is that how you'd say it? Like it's a huge feat. All I can think about is my feet. Like
Samantha's
a big pair of feet.
Big feet. Maybe that could be the title of the episode. Just
Samantha.
That's
so good.
We also got an email from Derek.
Oh, yeah, Big D Man. What's up?
Screw to Derek. He was saying that the subject of the email was tram ding.
Tram ding.
Yeah, he said, fucking hell, trying to listen to a podcast in Melbourne when there's tram noises.
Yeah.
The tram noise is dinging in the background is terrifying.
Yeah.
What he's referring to is our episode on Friday from Smith Street.
Yeah, there's lots of trams going past, lots of dinging.
Fake ding though.
What was it?
It's a fake ding. It's not like an actual bell. It's like a recording of a bell.
Really?
Dong, dong.
I didn't know that. Do we have a tram driver who listens to this show?
It's 100% fake.
No.
The new trams?
I don't know.
What do you think it is?
I want it to be an electronic button that has some kind of ding.
It sounds so fake.
Does it?
Yes.
So you think it's a speaker that just projects? Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I don't think. Because horns, what do you think the horn technology? It's like it's not just a speaker. It's a legit thing.
So you think it's about that they're activating a bell?
Yeah, but not like an old school bell that's like it's some kind of ding that sends it out.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, this is.
What does that mean?
I just think it's a legit. I don't think it's electronic. I don't think it's a speaker projecting a sound. I reckon it's something more than that.
But you don't think it's a bell?
Not like an old school one. It's some kind of new. I think it's a newer technology than just a bell hitting a fucking
I reckon,
wall.
I think that if Yarra trams wanted to, they could do any sound.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's what I think. You had a wedding.
Yeah, yes, I've got a battle scar from the wedding. Can you see that?
It's almost like a burnt. Can I guess what that is?
Yeah, guess what? So it's on my thumb. It's on the inside of my thumb.
Yeah, I used to get that exact sort of sore on my thumb when I'd play too much golf.
Okay.
I reckon you were in charge of holding.
All that says is you played fuck all golf and the times that you did play golf.
Nah, because I would do like 48 holes in a day.
You just walk the same course nonstop.
Yeah, no, you'd do like multiple. Yeah, I was really big into it. No, but my guess is
yeah.
If it's a wedding,
yeah.
It's probably you. Were you holding like a limbo stick?
No, limbo stick doesn't require that much effort. I don't think they create blisters that break open. It's you didn't
one
get
more
it.
Guess?
Yeah, one more guess. Okay.
Is it something to do with a stick?
No, nothing to do with a stick. It is something to do with a pole that is attached to – it's a chair. It's the leg of a chair. You know, so my friend's wife, now wife as of yesterday, Russian background, Jewish, a lot of the weddings. I did this when I was over in Israel. The bride and groom, you get the chair, you get them up and you sat. And the banter between the boys that had the chair, not for Genevieve who was getting married. She's pregnant and has a bun in the oven.
Wait, she was on the chair?
She was on the chair, but Karim's chair that we had, we were just – it was – the banter was, get him off the chair. So we're just fucking launching him up, nearly hitting the chandelier.
Who was looking after the pregnant woman's chair?
Oh, a bunch of other guys.
And so she's up in the air, she's pregnant.
Just it's pretty safe. You're just like – there's lots of people around. It's like in the mosh and you're holding them up. It's so much fun. It was fun. The thing that I was very thankful for was Conspiracy Jimmy fucking right next to me, that bloke's shoulders, his arms.
Holding the weight.
The size of Josh's forehead.
And I've got a massive forehead.
I meant your head, not your forehead.
But I do have a really large forehead. Don't you think?
It worked. The joke worked. But here's the thing. I knew it as soon as James pulled the gas off.
Yeah.
Jimmy's just – I felt him just like pull out and I'm just like, oh, geez. The weight.
So that's why you've got the
– Yeah, I've got this mark.
You were – I heard you getting out of having to MC a few weeks prior. So you got a call and I just hear, mate, I'd love to, but I just don't think I'm in the headspace at the moment to do a great job.
I slipped into a bit of – so this is one of my best mates. We grew up together, high school, hung out a heap, sort of lost connection, moved up to Sydney and he was just finding himself up there doing his own thing.
Reason I'm smiling is I just thought of Samantha's big feet again. I know you're looking at me strangely. Go on, sorry.
But we've been through a lot together, me and my mate Karim, and we're close. He used to stay over every weekend for years and would just – it was me and him causing ruckus.
What would you have for breakfast?
Depends on how hard we went the night before.
So like you were older? How old were you?
Oh, 16, 17, 18.
Okay. Would you do bacon and eggs?
God, we used to love going and get like Oasis Bakery, so like shawarmas. But I'm sure we cook something. I can't remember.
I just remember that as a thing, like when I would stay at people's houses or they'd stay at mine.
Well, it was at my house. So, no, yeah, I think we used to cook. It wasn't something that stuck out in my mind.
What sort of, when you were a kid, what was your go-to things that you would cook?
Toasted sandwiches. Oh, yeah. Just butter in the pan. And you just put the toasted sandwich into the pan, so it's not like a like sandwich press, but it's just like a real naughty, naughty, naughty toasted
Jeff
sandwich.
Jans would do something like that, or like Huey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd be extra butter.
He would 100% would use a whole stick of butter.
So when he asked me, I was like, it was amazing how soon I knew that I wasn't going to do it, and I felt it's not easy saying no to things. Especially when someone you love asks you. And then I was like, no, I can't do it. So I said no. But then I slipped into a bit of guilt after I messaged him. And because I was like, I realized that it's like, I say, I'm, it, it is in somewhat being – it's selfish when you say no to somebody because it means that you're thinking about yourself and not them, because I could have done it and pushed through and did it. But I was like, nah, I couldn't do it. So I messaged him. He was cool. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry.
Because emceeing is always one of those things where I always say yes to these types of things. Mm. And then the day of, I'm always like, why the fuck did I do it? And then Bree said, you could have said no. And I'm like, but I didn't, did I? Now I'm in this situation.
Exactly. I have done a bunch of MC in my life, but it is anxiety. I get anxiety ridden from doing it. Like, not extreme, and I know I'll probably do an okay job, but it's like it's very a lot to think about. And so anyway, went last night.
Who did it?
I don't know who the bloke was. I think they hired him. He was fucking epic. But the reason he's epic is because it wasn't about him. He was just like an older dude.
Wasn't Mike Larkin, was it?
He MC'd another mate's wedding.
Yeah, my mum went to a wedding and said, they had Mike Larkin as the, what's that thing called?
Celebrant.
Celebrant.
See, the thing is the MC role, I was sitting next to, so it came out. So I was sitting on a table with a bunch of people, some old school friends.
What were the bonbonneries like?
The what?
Is it bonbonneries?
I don't know what that is.
It's like the free shit they... Did you get like a little... Some lollies? Like normally like boiled lollies or something?
Well, it's not a... it's not a fucking... What do you call it? What's the... When a Jewish kid turns 13?
A bar mitzvah.
It's not a bar mitzvah. No, you used to get lollies at bar mitzvahs.
But did you know... Like sometimes they put like a little thing...
I don't know what culture that's from. What?
No, it's from fucking every...
Mate,
every
didn't have those at my wedding.
You didn't have bonbonneries.
I don't know. I haven't been to – I've been to a bunch of weddings, never had bonbonneries.
That's the only reason I go for the bonbonnery.
Far out.
Bonbonnery. I'll tell you. Give me a sec. Bonbonnery. I wouldn't know how to spell it. For some reason.
Sounds like Christmassy. Sounds bonbonnery.
There's a Bonnery International Airport.
No, listen. Samantha, if you know.
No, I'm going to find it. Here we go. I've just typed in bonbon wedding. No.
Anyway, sorry. So I felt like – so we're sitting on the table with a bunch of people and one of them says to me, you would have been great emceeing this wedding. Mm. And I was like –
She's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh. And what I did realize though, a good MC, a good MC, it's not about them. Because the dude next to me said, I emceed a wedding the other week. And what I realized was it's like you're totally just the person driving the ship. It's not about you. It's about the couple. It's about – which maybe it's like my anxiety comes about what my performance is like, which is a bit selfish.
But also – but you do have a presence to you. So I don't know if you could do like a straight read. Like what you want is a straight read. Yeah. You don't want anyone to come in being like it's a Tommy Jacket show.
But I think about if Hamish Blake – he'd steal the show.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even care about the couple who were getting married. I'd be like, this is hilarious. And he couldn't do it any other way. And I feel like I probably would want to try and perform or something. Because it's like it's a brand. It's a branding piece.
No, yeah.
You're up there, everyone's sort of looking at you. So I'm glad I didn't do it because the guy who did it was fucking awesome. And I had a
And
he probably got paid.
If you were getting paid, you should have said, mate.
If
you're going to drop some coin on this, maybe a big media company. Maybe it could have been the Daily Talk Show emceeing.
No way.
They're calling it a party favour on Wikipedia. This isn't right though. I'm just going to very quickly call Lynn Jansen, my mum, to find out what it's called.
Josh, I'm just at the pizza shop getting a
gyros.
Here
we go.
A gyros.
A gyro. So we're just calling mum. Let's see what she has to say.
What's happening? Intense. Samantha, meet Lynn Jansen.
I hope she answers.
What else is she?
This is the one case for the roadcaster.
She's at work. She's at work.
Maybe. She might be in the surgery. She's a dental nurse.
Well,
I never call her though, so you'd hope that she...
Josh, answers. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
When you know her parents, you don't speak to them that much, but then every time you speak to them, they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Because I think something's fucked up.
Okay, well, she won't answer, but just
mate,
so we
I've
can,
never heard it. I've been to...
It is such
weddings.
A common thing.
Well, I don't know.
No, but do you...
Like, how have I been to right. Jewish weddings? How have I been to
we're calling
Catholic
Bree.
Weddings? Christian weddings?
Here we go. I'm not going to say bonbonnery. I'm going to ask her, what do you call it?
Okay. We've gone...
We've gone Lynn. We've gone Bree. This is all of my resources.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Breezy. Very quickly, we're just doing the Daily Talk Show. What is it called when you give a gift at a wedding, like you receive a gift as the guest? What is it?
Bonbonnery.
Bonbonnery. Is that a common? That's a common. How do you spell it, do you reckon?
Like bonbonnery.
That's not helpful.
It's a great answer.
All right. Thanks, Breezy.
Okay, all right.
Love you. Bye.
You would think that was staged with how she said, "Hi, Josh." Oh, hi, Josh. Thanks for calling, Josh.
It'd be pretty ridiculous if I had organized it, through the paces of. Yeah. Telling mum, don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
We're going to default to Brie. Bonbonnery.
Yes.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. What is a good, the bonbonneries that I remember is it's like boiled lolly type of thing. They're normally, and if you don't eat them, you know, the few days after you get them, sometimes they can congeal. You know, like you get like the apple.
Whose wedding were you at that had this? I reckon
there's been probably like four or five
Jack
examples.
Did he rock the bonbonneries?
Good question. Oh, I feel like
you've got no excuse. You weren't pissed. You don't drink.
I'm sure he did.
You reckon he did? Yeah. I tell you what, Conspiracy Jimmy, he fucking drew the short straw. On the table, so the speeches were happening. I wasn't on the same table as Jimmy, but there was two spare seats. So Amy and I, like for some of the speeches, went over and sat on a big round table.
We weren't close to them.
We were sort of across the room. And so I just happened to be over there. Then the brothers were making a speech. And so we sat down and then this drink gets handed in front of me. And I was like, what is this? This guy next to me just goes, code word, brother, pass it on. And so the game, which I picked up quite quickly, was a mixed drink full of different alcohol. It was like toxic. It was, you know, like a lethal concoction of alcohol. And the two brothers that were making a speech about Karim, when it got to the word brother, or they used the term brother, no, you have to pass it on. So the last person that gets it. So, if you know, we're halfway through the speech and there's one more word of them saying brother, you pass it on and then they finish the speech. The person who ends up with a drink has to drink it.
I mean, Karim's gone through his own struggles with alcohol. You'd be spewing if it landed on him. Surely that would be a pass.
Yeah,
to
he
be
doesn't
like,
drink anymore. But there's...
It's like, mate, you got to do it.
It actually ended up on Conspiracy Jimmy's wife and he took the fall.
Oh, really?
He manned up, mate, grabbed it and just... He did it. He's a better man than me. I wouldn't have had it. I had to drive this morning.
Okay. Is it that full on?
No, but it's just another couple of standard drinks worth of alcohol.
Here, the guy that blew the highest rating, blood reading ever.
Blood alcohol. What was it?
It like maxed out the machine. It was like, said 500 plus or something.
Is this Victoria?
This just happened this weekend. Do you know how he did it?
How?
Apparently he was trying to hide how much he was drinking, so he sculled a bottle of Listerine.
And what happened? Did he get off it?
No, I don't think so. Like he would have, because Listerine, for those people playing at home, is mouthwash.
Yeah.
Alcohol based.
Some of them, they say, like my brother's got one that says zero. This is zero alcohol. So they've done like a range with no. I remember watching a video of a guy drinking one to get drunk. It was like an experiment. Fucking disgusting.
Not ideal. Can't be good for
just
you.
Just drink some wine, mate. It's
Did
that's
you
disgusting.
Have it? Did you drink much?
I had four or five beers. It's such good food though. I woke up feeling fucking sick.
What sort of food?
I felt sick because of how many desserts I ate. But interesting. You'd think chicken or beef, duck or fish.
Oh,
interesting. What would you go with?
Duck or fish?
Duck or fish?
Is there bones in the fish?
No, barramundi. Nice little pan seared. It was great. I got the fish. It was sick.
I think that I just. The problem I think I'd find with duck is just it's a little bit fucking annoying.
Yeah. It was good.
But I guess it'd probably actually be based on what, like normally there's an extra thing. So it's like barramundi with a blah blah or like a duck in a, you know, let me say it, a sweet potato puree.
Oh!
What were they with?
They had sides on the table, and so it was like,
okay,
it was awesome. It didn't come with much on it, so it was like just the serve of the meat.
I'm still trying to find Bonbonieri, by the way. Yeah, no luck.
I don't know.
It's a problem when you really can't spell something.
Well, you think that these things can make. Ryan John's calling me. Should we ask him if he's ever? Yeah. Hang on. Ryan John.
What's going on,
mate? You're on the air. We're doing a podcast, and
hey, this is my third appearance. It's an absolute honor.
This is huge. This is huge.
Josh, we're having this discussion, and Josh was saying about wedding. I went last night to a wedding, and he said, "Oh, did you get some bonbonieres?" And I was like, "What the fuck is a bonbonieri? Have you heard of this? And do you know what it is?"
Nah, because Josh is always into all the fancy stuff, and you and I are real like old school. We don't know. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, this is the problem. We're hoping you could help us spell it, but that's okay.
All right. He doesn't know, but yeah. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I had a bit of a dumb idea, but maybe it's best for not broadcast.
Yeah, I'll call you when I'm on my way home.
Leave the dumb ideas to us.
All right, mate. I'll speak to you soon. Oh, he's gone.
All right, perfect. Yeah, anyway, he panicked. He's never been on air before.
There's three. Well, you didn't get to your mum, but that's another person that has no idea what this thing is.
I'm really like, how would you? I know, like, just very quickly with if you needed to work out how to spell bonbonieri,
A-I-R-E, bonbon.
If you had to Google it without knowing the spelling,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. B-O-N. A-I-R-E. I'm trying to do something different. I don't think it would be
B-O-N-B. So what I've written is wedding gift and then bon space bon.
Yeah, then press enter.
Bon. Wedding bon. No. Oh, here you go. I found the spelling, guys.
All right.
You ready for it? It's all one word. It is spelled B-O-N-B-O-N-N-I-E-R-E. Bonbonieri. Bonbonieri, here you go. Do you want to know what it's about?
You spent about 15 minutes talking about the word, so we may as well close the loop.
Bonbonieri, I think it's got some Italian and French stuff going on. It says all this stuff like Italian bonbonieri. Yeah. Anyway, are gifts given by the host to their guests on special occasions such as weddings, baptisms, First communion. This is a Catholic thing, maybe.
First communion
or confirmation. What's confirmation?
It's a
Catholic thing.
Yeah, Catholic.
They usually include Jordan almonds. Fuck, that is right. It's like almonds with like a outer coating.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
Real yummy. Known in Italian as confetti. Five sugared almonds symbolize health, wealth, happiness, fertility, and long life. Mm. So there
you go. No bonbonieris. More vodka is Russian. Okay. Russian inspired. That sounds Christian inspired.
Did you ever? One of my friends when I was growing up, Shruti, Indian, mentioned her before. Mm. We dated for a very short period of time. Nothing serious. We were 12. but she was one of the first people who I would went to her party, and everyone who attended the party got a gift. Not like a lolly bag, an actual gift, a puzzle.
A puzzle? What do you mean? They just got a little puzzle. A puzzle? What do you mean? It's like a legit puzzle.
Like a box, like a gift, like wrapped. Like, thank you for coming, and everyone got a gift.
Her dad either. I know her dad worked at an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, he was.
Head chef
at the curry.
I was trying to work out maybe he had a. He worked for
a puzzle company.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
But I think that is actually a thing. I could imagine it becoming more of a thing.
I don't want your puzzle.
But sensitive kids being like, oh, everyone.
Nah, fuck that. Kids shouldn't get medals if they haven't come first, second or third. It's what we had. It's what life is.
I don't know if we did. I feel like we were
participation award.
We were part of the participation award.
I reckon it was on the back end for when I was.
Or the start.
Oh, sorry, yeah. The back end of not getting them.
Yeah. And then but you were probably the sensitive one that triggered it from starting maybe.
Nah. No, I knew. It was ribbons, like the red, green and yellow. Yeah. Like
blue.
Whatever it was. First, second and third. It's you can't just What, go to a party where you're meant to give a gift to the person whose party it is and then expect something back? That's dangerous.
My dad used to, as soon as I got in the car, he'd say, "Got any nanas?"
Yeah.
He's referring to the banana lollies.
You know,
the
banana. Nice.
"Got any nanas in there?" And it was always just an in. He would eat other stuff. "Got any Redskins?" He knew how to get me because I'd be like, it's a question that you want to answer. It's like, "Oh, yeah, I've got some nanas." I would get some excited and I would give them to him.
Yeah.
But
Barefoot Investor Tay was just talking about Christmas and his family, and one of the things they do is they tell their family not to spoil their kids, like mum and dad, which like Bodie's already got a few presents and I'm sure he's getting a lot more. He's too young now to realise what it is. But it's an interesting one. If you start from a young age of showering your kid with gifts, it probably sets up a bit of a negative spiral. Yeah.
What was the best gift you ever got as a kid?
Oh, I got pretty good birthdays. I had this one, man, it was so sick. It was a remote control car, four-wheel drive, small one, but it was called the Cobra, And
so you reckon we could buy one now?
I reckon it would be a collector's item online, no joke. If you're a 90s kid, it was a Cobra. So it was like a Jeep looking thing, but it had this thing and this cobra neck would come up and you could press this button and it would spray water. And
we so had one of these.
Did you?
I don't think that
bright green, like the cobra neck was fucking green.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I was at primary school just hooning around, going up to teachers.
It's not this, is it? This is actually a remote control.
No, that's a real cobra.
Cobra. That's quite cool though.
That's cool. But no, this was remote controls, remote control car.
Okay.
Nah, it's very old school. That and Dr. Dredd back in the day.
No, do you mean Dr. Dreadful?
Dr. Dreadful, sorry. Yeah.
I've got a photo. We've been doing this a bit lately, me just posting. I'm getting you to post my nostalgic photos. There's a photo of me with Dr. Dreadful before it got recalled for causing asthma.
Anything bright blue,
yeah,
just toxic, set me toxic off. Purple. Yeah, and so back in the day, it was ridiculous that these were even for sale. Kits with these powders, you'd pour them in.
They're back though, I think.
No, yeah, look it up.
Dr. Dreadful. But I'll send you the photo. Can you post it on Instagram?
Yeah.
This is me playing with Dr. Dreadful. I remember I was so upset because
got recalled?
Yeah, we couldn't play it anymore.
Sorry, Josh, you're not allowed to get cancer from this.
Yeah.
It's
talking about cancer, did you see the stuff about the
all right, mate.
Talcum powder thing?
No.
Johnson & Johnson, you know, the big fuck off big company. I was reading, now that I'm not on social media, I've got time to do things like read the New York Times or at least the headlines. And where they mined for talc, which I guess is like where talc, like the talcum powder bit.
I didn't know they mined for it.
Yeah, I had no idea about this either. We need to look more into this. But where they mine is the same area where there's asbestos. Do we have anything? Lynn's calling back. Do we want to ask her about the point? We'll ask what it's called. Hey, Mrs. Jansen.
Hello, Joshua.
You're just on the Daily Talk Show. I had a quick question for you.
Yes.
What is it called when the guests get gifts from weddings? Like, yeah, they get a gift?
Favors.
No, is there another word other than favours?
Yeah, there is. Can I phone friends?
No. Eddie says no.
She's asking. Bonbonieri.
I like how you say it. Say it again.
Bonbonieri.
I say bonbonieri.
Bonbonieri.
Yeah, bonbonieri is funnier though. Is it a Catholic thing, is it?
No, it's not a Catholic thing. It's an Italian thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because Tommy reckons he's gone to about half a dozen weddings in his life and he's never had a bonbonieri.
Bonbonieri.
Thanks, Mum. All right, catch ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Classic.
There we go. Bonbonieri.
Bonbonieri.
So Dr. Dreadful. We'll post a photo on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That shit was evil.
Talking about Mrs. Jansen, she was talking about Euros the other. We were having a good laugh on Friday about the news of the pizza place
bringing back lamb.
Yeah,
lamb spit.
But actually, on last night went to a place and had some Euros, not from this place, a different place in Noxo Zone.
Okay.
I think it's called Mrs. Pickle. Anyway, guys bringing out the food, like big, like they were quite big plates actually. Mm. On one of those, like, looks like a stone, it's like sort of a fancy looking plate, like it's like doesn't have real edges to it. Mm. Anyway, we had a menu in the center of our table. And as the guy came over, Bree had chicken, I had lamb, put Bree's down, and then he put my lamb down. He said, as he was doing, he's like, I'll get the menu. And he put the plate on the corner of the table and the whole fucking dish fell into my lap.
Oh.
All the hot lamb, all like oily. And so
you're wearing your little UPS shorts.
No, I actually wasn't. Funnily enough, I was wearing tracksuit pants, which was super bogue. But I literally had to stand up and scrape it all off.
What'd the guy say?
I couldn't believe it. He said, "Did you want that one, or do you want me to remake it?"
What did you say? Because that's an awkward situation for a socially awkward person.
Oh no! Like, it was so cut and dry. I was like, "Oh yeah, I'll have a new one, thank you."
Yeah, and a new pair of Kappa.
Yeah, well, they were Nike from pants. DFO.
All right, mate.
Actually, no, it wasn't DFO. It was Costco. Weird place to get. It was a few years ago now. I got them.
And so he came back out. Was it a rush order or?
Well, so the guy he left like to go do other stuff, and then they bring out. You know, 5 or 6 minutes later, come out, and it's a waitress, different person.
Good.
And she's like, "We've got the chicken."
Oh, it's the wrong one.
Oh. And so Bree's like, "No, it's meant to be lamb."
Oh,
and so I'm already eating Bree's chips, trying to wait for all of this. But what I was thinking is, like, surely they should be doing something. We'd already paid for the meals.
Mm.
Do you think, like, given the fact that they fucked my pants, like, I feel like I would have said, "Look, would you like a free drink? Would you like to, like, do something?"
I tell you who would have done that. Danny. Yeah, from
100%. Danny.
From Royal Stacks.
Yeah. He hospo.
But we had an interview, had a chat with him a couple of Fridays ago. Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
But that's you get the vibe of the person that he is, the operator he is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're just an employee.
Well, that's what I was worried about. I was like, hard. Has he not communicated it to his boss of what's just happened? 100%
no, because he's fucked up. It's annoying, but you definitely should have just, I don't know, smoothed it over, because he didn't know it was going to be spoken about on a podcast. Not that it's going to do anything.
Well,
because I'll never go to Ozone.
But my guess, and the annoying thing is, I wanted to try Carl's Jr., but Bree wanted to go to this place, and so I sort of half blind.
It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, it was something bad was going to happen.
Wherever we go, it's going to be bad, Bree. Yeah.
there is a bit of a joke that anytime Bree organises something and she's passionate about it, it normally fucks up.
So that belief, just the way you painted that.
When we see the dolphin, I remember being in Bali, going to dolphins, it's never rained more. Ever, like, and it was off a no roof or whatever. So anytime Bree gets really excited about something on a holiday, that's why I was nervous about the hot air ballooning in Turkey, because she was like so pumped about it. I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be fucked."
But that should have smashed your previous belief, because it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was good. So it's not all lamb it's just on
food.
Your pants.
It's just food now. Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a haircut. This is when I was, I was getting some tips, as you do.
Did your mum do the tips?
No, or? I went to the hairdresser, and I got the cap where they put this cap, pull it tight onto your head. Looks like a rubber glove over your head, and then there's holes in. They fucking pick out some of the hair.
It hurts.
Oh, it hurts. Mum so would always. Bad.
I reckon that's why I've got scalp issues. No, I'm mate, serious. I reckon
you've got pimples.
Yeah, but that's literally one of my New Year's resolutions is scalp health.
Scalp help.
Health. I thought there must be something, because I even took some mum's fucking texting me now about, she said originally they were sugared almonds. She's all obviously, right, mate, we can find Wikipedia. Anyway, but scalp health. I was thinking maybe there's probably like the goat's milk. Hair products.
How often you wash your head, mate?
Well, this is the problem. I think I wash it too much.
Okay, we'll cut that out.
Every day.
But well, you wash your hair with shampoo every day.
But then the annoying thing is if I leave it for a fucking day,
then
it gets greasy.
All right, mate.
So there's got to be some weaning period.
Well, if you're hairdressing, you know.
So what happened with you and the hairdresser?
Yeah, so I had one of my favourite T-shirts on, a mustard coloured.
No,
that colour was cool back in the day. Do you remember? You're probably a bit young.
Yeah, I remember like having
crisscross pants. There was these pants that were mustard orange that were big. They were popular. Years. My brothers loved them.
And corduroy? So them. Did you have corduroy?
Yeah, there's some mustard coloured ones of those as well. Anyway, this mustard coloured T-shirt with these big black like horns or something on it. Loved it. Very daggy. When I was getting these tips, she just dropped a bit of bleach onto my T-shirt and then she wiped it. Oh, we'll just wipe that off. And she wiped
she
it off.
She knows exactly what's going to happen. It's going to fucking set.
I had no idea. She just wiped it off and it was gone. It looked fine. Then I got home and the bleach just royally fucked this T-shirt. It'd gone like that. It was almost like it looks peroxide affected, you know, towels when you use acne medication.
What is that called? What's this stuff called? There's a specific one I'm sure you use. Nah, not proactive.
Proactive.
There was another one.
Oh, yeah, it was like an antibacterial, like antibiotic rub.
Literally bleach all your towels. You couldn't have nice towels.
I fucked so many towels as a kid.
Yeah.
But this is what it did to my top. It was so bad. I had to throw it out. But I was too young. I should have gone back in.
I was actually worried about that happening with my new shorts over the weekend because I'd sort of put my pants, shorts down, as you do, going to the toilet. And I lifted them up. I'm like, oh, there's fucking water on the ground. Like I think the toilet was leaking a bit. And the first thing I thought was if there's domestos, if there's like bleach, it's going
to
ruin them.
Oh, you were sitting down and then you pulled them.
Yes,
up.
I was taking a shit, if you have
okay,
to know.
No, I was trying I to get. I was trying weekend. To work out if you're one of the guys that pees standing up, pulling his pants all the way to the floor.
I was shitting. Anything else happening or are we done?
No, good week.
Yeah. I mean, it's Monday.
Good start to the week.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Dan DeBoof.
Yeah.
Ex-radio dude. He's got his own podcast all about people going into the their obsessions.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Yeah,
some
really I think it's actually ones. Called Obsessed. I think that might be the title.
Well, it's actually got a theme, his show.
It makes
ours
sense.
Ours is a bit more loose.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
Great. Awesome. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email.
And shout out to Samantha.
Yeah, fair effort. Welcome welcome
it's
to
a,
the
– big feat.
We call it the present club. Listen to them presently. All right. So Daily Talk Show. Have a good one. Bye.